Religion is around every corner in Nepal, from Buddhist temples to Hindu shrines on street corners. Today, I am travelling with Christian Aid to one of the worst affected districts called Sindelbalchok. 2,000 people there died, and I have been told that on one of the streets I am visiting, 400 people were killed. As we weave higher into the hills, an 142-foot statue of Lord Shiva, the god of destruction, looms over us on top of a mountain. So we've just been walking through this area, and there's whole houses that have been completely destroyed. You can just see the sort of foundations of them, metal spikes sticking out of concrete that have managed to last. And there's a lovely lady here dressed in a maroon sort of sari, and she's willing to talk to me. Her name is Mira, and not only did she lose the hotel that she owned, she told me she also lost 17 members of her family.
She had an old home beside that hotel, and in that area, 17 to 18 relatives, her relatives were killed due to the earthquake. And one of the granddaughter was also killed.
So did she have any kids of her own?
She had a daughter of 7 years old and son of 5 years old.
So now they've got to live without their mum. She spoke to me with tears in her eyes and a fixed smile on her face. I think there's a certain sense of wanting to keep their pride and not show that this has damaged them in any way. For the past 8 years, the government in Nepal have not been able to fully agree on a written constitution. But last month, it was finally published. Many people I have met here have accused the Nepali government of putting politics before earthquake relief.
I am Anirudra Nepal, a DDRC focal person. DDRC means District Disaster Rescue Committee. This is the government committee.
Shouldn't the constitution have come later and the people who have been affected by the earthquake come first?
Actually, constitution was also very, very important. Because of that, we were not very much serious for the long-term planning or sustainable planning. But now, some rays of some hopes we can see.
So you agree that before you kind of had taken a step back?
Yeah. After this constitution, everything will be very well.
There are only four places on earth that Hindus make a pilgrimage to, and the only one in Nepal is Firsal Badrinath, which is where I am. It's a temple where people cremate the dead along the calm banks of the Barthamati River, a place that many will have said their final goodbyes to their loved ones they lost in the earthquake in April of this year. The atmosphere is calm and the night is dark, with religious song ringing out across the bank. People sit and reflect while scores of monkeys sit on the surrounding walls of the temple. Now, even though it's dark, the place is lit by the flicker of divas as fires burn at the side of the river. Arriving here, we met a man who's worked here for many years. He tells me how difficult it was working here after the earthquake and how they couldn't keep up with the number of people who needed cremating.
At one point,
it's a natural disaster. But the numbers of bodies coming, he was like really feeling sad. But at the same time, like life has to go on because it is the only way to console him.
I end my journey here in Nepal at a place that many of the 8,000 victims of this terrible natural disaster left this world.